Hi, my name's Lynn. Been in Mansfield all my life. On a Saturday, I used to come down shopping with my mum, my dad. In the 60s, you could hardly move for the crowds. My mum used to dash from one shop to the other, whichever was the cheapest at that particular time. So we'd probably go back and forwards up one street six times, you know. In fact, my dad used to get fed up. He'd say, "Oh, I'm going to stop here. You carry on with what you're doing, and I'll see you back here in half an hour." And I'd get tired and say, "I'm going to my dad." As I got older, I used to come down with my mates in the afternoon, meet at 2 o'clock, get off the bus at Regent Street, meet up, and then we'd be going round the shops and round the market. And if we wanted anything, we'd get it there and then. On the corner of Leeming Street, Tootle Lane, it used to be Morley's. Yes, that's where you used to go for. Whereas if you'd got a wedding or something exciting, you'd go there for a nice dress or a nice outfit. Sometimes you got some nice shoes from there. If you've got something special on, go for a nice dress or a nice outfit, you know, some nice shoes and get nice hats from there. I was a bit upper class, you know. You got to behave yourself when you went in there. There used to be Boots Chemist. Used to go in there. All your medicines and that was downstairs, what I can remember, on one side, and at the other side you'd have all your makeup. I can't remember what we used to go upstairs for, but you used to go upstairs for different things. It was probably toiletries and things like that, you know, but it was a nice place to go around. I don't know why, I just loved going in Boots. When my mum says, "Come on, I've got to go and pick my prescription up," I just think, "Oh, Boots, we're going in Boots." And while she were waiting for a prescription, I'd be looking round, you know. It was all glass, you didn't get much plastic. I think it smelled fresh, you know, when you and that anaesthetic, well, not anaesthetic, but antiseptic smell, you know, it just smelled nice to go in, you know. And I mean, I did used to like the smell of TCP. So, if it was busy in the court, I'd say, "Well, where can I go? I think it is." I used to go in there for my year. All my Christmas cards, birthday cards, because it was cheap. But I still, when I went in, I could still see the chemist, you know. But yes, that wasn't a bad shop. Again, you could get practically everything you wanted, stationery, you know, nice presents again if you wanted. Then there was the gent's shop at the bottom, Greenwoods, that's it, yeah. I think my brother used to go in there for his bits. I used to see a nice fancy shirt he liked, because he was into the fancy shirts at the time, embroidered and everything. Then there was Sid Yates. My dad used to go in there for little bits. I only went in a couple of times. It was darkish, but all the shelves was got little lids on fronts with the glass, and they'd lift it up and take out what they got, you know, and like a little drawer, and they'd get the size or whatever it was you wanted, and they'd put it back and put the lid back down. It was quaint, I think, anyway, you know. But all I can really remember is it was dark wood, and it was very dark when you went in. But they was always smartly dressed. They looked really nice. But my dad was. My dad never went anywhere without his tie. Always got a tie on. And I think that was nice. And when you looked in the shop windows for gents, even the mannequins that were smart, they got a nice suit on, a nice crisp shirt, a tie or a dicky bow, you know, and they always looked nice.